We begin?
Yes.
So, good evening, Ashutosh. How are you?
Good evening. I'm fine, Anurag, coach.
Good to hear that. So, first of all, thank you for agreeing to accept me as your coach and being my client for today. And before we go on, I would just like to take your consent to have this conversation recorded for the purpose of ICF evaluation. I hope that's fine with you.
Yeah, perfectly all right.
All right. So in that case, let's sort of, get ourselves together in this, to be absolutely here and mindful in the moment. You want to take a minute to sort of gather your thoughts and then we begin. So let me know when you're ready.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So what would you want to talk about today?
Yeah, coach, first of all, thanks giving your time. And I just want to discuss today about a scenario which is happening with me currently. I've been into agriculture industry and working with a multinational. I just been promoted as a profit center head, covering half of India and sales and marketing. Okay. And I just had a meeting with my boss, who's a sales director, marketing and sales. And in just 1 month, I just took a charge. And the first meeting I had with my boss, and he at the end of the meeting, he said, "Ashutosh, I want you to do the first thing is you ask the Gujarat state head, Gujarat regional manager, to go." And it was the last when we are, reaching to the airport, and at that time the taxi said that. And I was little surprised, and I was in dilemma that why he's saying that. I asked, what is the reason? I mean, so he said, no, you just do that. Okay. And I want this man to be out in the organization within a month or so, maybe little lesser time than that. And we landed at our own places, and then I again talked to him in the morning, but he was very firm on that. No, ask him to go, and that's what you're supposed to do. Now, the scenario, like Anurag, I've been into this organization for 15 years. I've been growing last three promotions. I know the people processes here. Asking a regional. Sorry, somebody said something.
No, your screen got frozen for a second. Yeah, you can continue.
Okay. So, asking a state in charge regional, I was doing 70, 80 crore business immediately within a month or so is not the right process, right? So I'm in a dilemma that what to do in this scenario, right? I need his resignation. And one side, internal people manager
You're
is
breaking,
saying
Ashutosh, a
this is
bit.
not the right process to follow. You want me to repeat that?
I heard you say this is not the right process to follow. Was that what you said?
Yes, and that is what my feeling that without getting into details, I should not take this decision. So that is something which I want to discuss, coach, today, and get out of this dilemma.
Okay, so if I hear you, your dilemma is so help me to understand this a little better. Is your dilemma in terms of whether this is the that you have to ask him to go, or is your dilemma that this is not the right process, or what is it? I want to understand a bit more on this dilemma
Organization
of
is very
yours.
people process oriented. I just mentioned, and he's asking me to go to a person who's been senior to me, experience by age, and without giving me any details, he's asking me to take action. Internally, being a people manager, I'm not able to take this call, so I'm in a big soup. And my boss is pushing me every morning. He's asking, "Did you ask him to resign? Did you ask him to resign? Did you receive the mail of resignation?" So, that's what I need your help.
Okay. So I hear you say that you have a dilemma in terms of how do you ask this person to go? A, because you're a people's person, B, because you feel that the processes are not being followed, and C, you don't feel that this is the right thing to do for a senior person. Is that, am I correct?
Yeah, and I feel that regional manager is a big position, you know, is responsible for a big revenue delivering to organization. Think this is the right way to do. Yeah.
So, what do you want to explore today? Hello. Are you hearing me? Did
Yeah, I'm
you?
done.
So I was asking,
No,
what, so what would you want to explore today?
I would like to understand how to get out of this dilemma. You know, what call I should take to do. You know.
Okay. But why is this dilemma so important to you?
Actually, you know, as I said, I've been into this organization. I know the processes. There is a HR portal, people portal, where, you know, his previous people manager has rated him well. And, you know, what I did, Anura, I mean, coach, I talked to his previous people manager as well. And I discussed with them and I asked them, you have rated him nice and good, and he's been performing with the data. But still my boss was pushing me to ask him to resign. So that is where I'm stuck.
So, are you saying that somewhere this is not agreeing with your sense of fairness? Would that be a right assumption to make?
Yes, because this is not the way regional head or the state head to be asked to go.
Ashutosh, would you kind of pause? Anurag, would you like to use KP, KP essence and what else? KP, KP essence, so
Okay.
that the client really comes to what is it they would like to explore? Because your
Okay.
questions are very, are you talking about this or are you talking about this? So is this happening because of that, or is it, that is activating the logical mind.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. So basically, I hear you say that you have a dilemma and you are unable to solve for this dilemma because of what?
Because, you know, I believe I was a regional manager as well, right? And I know the processes of the company. At least the PIP has to be, you know, would have been started by a previous people manager, right? Generally, it's a 3 months of, you know, performance, you know, measurement, which is a process which I my boss,
So
but he
you,
said no, there's no need to do PIP, and you just asked him to resign.
so if I hear you right, you don't believe that the processes are being followed correctly, and therefore you are in a dilemma in terms of how to execute what your boss has asked you to do.
Yes, because he's pushing me to do that.
Okay. So can we then say that, so if he's pushing you to do that, so what are your thoughts? What are your thoughts around, what are your thoughts around this pushing that is happening around you, and you are seeing, what I hear you say is that you are that you seem to be extremely agonized about the fact that this is not the right way to do things. I've heard you say that frequently, that this is not the right way, and you use the word not following the phrase, rather not following the process, three, four times. So what is it that we can do to make you, so what is it that you need to do in terms of figuring out? So first, let's figure out. So you said this is a dilemma because you are, it's the processes are not being followed. So you're in a dilemma in terms of how to do this. So is the dilemma about how to do this, or is the dilemma about it being done in the first place? I mean, that something is that it is being done, or is it about how to do it? I mean, what is the dilemma actually about? I'm trying to understand a bit more here about you, about your thoughts here.
Sorry, coach, can you just reframe the question? I'm unable to hear that.
I hear you say that the processes are not being followed, and that is what is bothering you. I also hear you say that you don't have enough data. And I also hear you say that you are bothered because, so can we then say that this is bothering you because it's not the right thing to do?
I think I said the processes are there in the organization. Somewhere my boss is not
They're
trying
not
to
being
follow
followed.
it.
I'm sorry, yeah. Okay, your boss
I
is the
said
process.
there are processes in the organization which I have been promoted. Three promotions I have taken, coach, in this organization. I am well versed with the processes. My boss somewhere is pushing for something which I'm not supposed to do.
Right.
My internal feeling is saying that, this is not the right way to, do with any person, that to a state head and that to a Gujarat state.
All right. So, in which case can we then say then we are there are can we say that this is basically what your dilemma essentially is? So, what is your dilemma then? If you can sort of put it out for us.
I think, what I think now, coach, the thought in my mind is coming, as we discussed. I should get into more details, about, this person. I also want to, have a discussion with HR head. And I tell you, in our company, HR has been very neutral. And yes, HR support to a business. And he's friend to my boss, but I've been into this organization. I can have a discussion with him that why are we not following the process and what has happened with him with last people manager. So these are the things which I am thinking to come out of this.
Is that what you want to explore today?
Yes, I want to explore that how I can. Challenge the thought of my boss and make him realize that there are processes. Yes, if he's non-performer, and if I realize, if I understand, and if I believe, yes, he is not a real asset to a company. Probably being a people manager responsible for this action. But I need involvement of HR. I need involvement of that person, and I want to understand from you. I know involvement of all those previous people manager with my boss.
So what is meaningful to you about all this exercise? All these things that you've said that you want to do?
I've been into this organization and been pursued as a good people manager because, I've grown quite a bit fast in this organization, and I've been following the people processes, and I've been seen as a good people manager. And if I take this decision without, so somehow I'm not getting internally convinced that I should do this. I'm being unfair, unbiased on people processes. So That's what I mean, to get into these details.
Okay. So what I hear you say is that the reason why you have this dilemma is because being a people's manager, you don't think that this is fair, whatever is happening around you. Is that right? It doesn't sit right with
Sorry,
your. So I was saying
yes.
that being a good
It
people's manager, it
yes.
doesn't sit right with your belief system, whatever is happening around you. Yeah.
Yeah,
So
that's
that's
true.
what we
Yeah.
want. So that's what that's what you'd like to explore today. All right.
Yeah.
If you want to explore today, then what would basically cause a shift in this thought? What would you think a little differently in terms of the situation? You said you wanted to challenge your boss's thinking.
Yeah, basically, I'm thinking of getting into details. I'll probably visit Gujarat. I have a meeting with his people. I would like to understand his perception by his team, and then I want to get into the numbers. How his performance last quarter? Yes, he did not perform that I've seen, and I really want to understand any personal issue because he was performing in last 2 years. Is that what something happening to him which he's not delivering the business? So, if I get with details and then come and discuss with these stakeholders which I said, like my boss, HR head, and the previous people manager, I'll justify my thought and I'll justify being a people manager to him.
Okay. So what would need your attention now?
As I said, I need to immediately travel to Gujarat and I just need to tell my boss, don't follow up with me. I need some time because it's my responsibility to take a decision asking that man to go. And if I do hurry, it's a global organization. He can put a mail to a global HR head and it can create a mess for all of us. So I just want to have a control on this situation and with logical details. I would take the call, and that is what I'm thinking, Coach.
So what matters the most here now for you?
Matters most is, to be genuine to the process and to be a good people manager to a person who been not required by my boss in the organization, but I just want to be fair to him.
Fair. Okay, so I hear the word fair and you also said earlier that it doesn't sit right with your belief system. All right. So then, okay. So if that be the case, that you're saying that this is not fair, it doesn't sit right with your value system, then how are you, what then, what is going to be able to help you to do this?
Sorry, can you repeat the question, Coach?
We
I'm
are
saying.
at 25 minutes, Anurag. So you can kind of just bring it to a close so that then we could start. We could start discussing. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm saying, what would you need to basically do, and what would be your enablers in the action that you want to take?
As I said, I will go travel with him to understand his people perspective. What is the reason he's not performing in last quarter? Why he performed in last 2 years? And why these people managers of him previously has rated him well, which is recorded in HR portal. With all these facts, I'll go with details and then I'll put my conclusion of whether he should resign or not.
And what are the enablers that will help you to do this?
Basically, I need to, help myself and get this done because I don't see that anybody can help because one of my colleague who is there in half of India, he's also new to organization, so he don't know the processes. So I'll be
So
responsible whatever I do.
30 minutes up. Okay.
Just say a thank you and close the conversation. Alone.
All right. So
Just give
thank.
it closure, saying thank you, hope this has been useful, and close it.
All right. So thank you, Ashutosh.
Thank you, coach. Thank you for time.
Thank you.
Hey.